Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. For all of you out there who are currently enrolled in school, whether it's grade school or college, do you look forward to the time when the teacher passes out your grades for that particular class? Well, of course, if you feel like you've been doing well, if you've gotten good grades on your tests, if you've gotten a good grade on all of your papers that you had to turn in, then you're going to look forward to that time because you're thinking, wow, I did a good job. I know I'm going to get a good grade. But if you know that you failed a couple of tests or you didn't turn in one of your term papers, you're going to be looking at your evaluation with some dread. Oh man, I don't want to see this report because I know that I got a C or a D or maybe I even failed the class. So what about you who are working? You're finished with school, but now you've entered the workforce. Well, now you have an annual performance review and the supervisor comes to you. Do you look forward to the time when that supervisor is going to sit down across the table from you and give you your annual performance review? Or do you dread it? Again, if you feel like you've performed your job admirably, then you know that the supervisor, if he or she is fair, is going to give you a good evaluation and probably there'll be an increase in salary with that, perhaps even a promotion. But if you feel like you haven't been doing a good job, or if you know that your supervisor feels like you haven't been doing a good job, then you probably dread this time every year when it comes around. Oh boy, I know I'm going to get hammered this time because I didn't do this right and I really, really messed up on that project and I have all these kind of complaints from our customers. Man, I'm going to get slammed. I might even get my pink slip. Well, I just recently received my annual performance review and I'm happy to say that I got a very, very good evaluation. My supervisor gave me exceeded expectations on several points and then met expectations on all the rest of the points. On none of the points did I receive unsatisfactory, needs improvement, or anything negative like that. So I was very, very happy. Now that's in my job. That's in my job where I work 9 to 5. But what about my job where I work all the rest of the hours, where I work for God? You know, we've been talking about the fact that we do work for God. If we are Christians, we work for God. We have been employed in God's service. God is doing a work here on this earth, and He is using us as His called out servants to serve in His company. So how are we doing? Of course, if you've been with us in the past 33 programs, you've heard me talk about the 3 P's of our profession. If we profess to be Christians, this is our profession. This is our jobs. And there are 3 P's in our profession. The first P is preaching. If we are Christians employed in God's work, then we need to be preaching. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God throughout all of the world. The second P of our profession is preparing. If we are true Christians, then we need to be preparing others in discipleship so that they can serve God more fully and get a good evaluation. And then the third P of our profession is providing. That means providing for people in need. Jesus Christ, when He walked this earth, you could say that He had the Word of God in one hand and He had a loaf of bread in the other hand. He went out and He fed people both physically and spiritually. He knew that people had need, so He healed people. He encouraged people. He taught people. And so that's what we should be about also, is preaching the gospel, preparing disciples so that they can go out and preach the gospel, and also providing people. And as we're preparing disciples, preparing them to provide for people. So those are the 3 P's of our profession. Well, how are you doing? How are you doing in accomplishing the three P's of your profession. What is your performance review going to be like? Well, in today's program, I'm going to cover the fact that in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, God gives each and every Christian an evaluation. So we're going to look at chapters 2 and 3 in the book of Revelation and see where we stand in terms of our annual performance review. This is very, very exciting. So I hope you're looking forward to this series of programs. And now let's turn over to the book of Revelation. And a lot of people, when you say, oh, let's read through the book of Revelation, it kind of scares them because they say, oh, that's full of mysteries. This is just too difficult to understand. And everybody has all these bizarre ideas. And well, I'm just going to throw up my hands. I'm not going to read that. Well, hold on a minute. Hold on just a moment. Think about the title of the book. The book is called the Book of Revelation. And that's exactly what it is. It's a book that reveals things. Now, yes, there are mysterious symbols throughout the book of Revelation, but God gives us the key to unlock these mysteries in all of the previous books of the Bible. Plus, there are books of history that illuminate many aspects of the mysteries. Now, the first mystery we encounter in the book of Revelation is that of the seven churches which are in Asia. That's the seven churches which are in Asia. What are these seven churches? What do they mean? Well, as we shall see, these seven churches represent Jesus Christ's evaluation of how each Christian is doing in regards to performing the three P's of our profession. So let's turn over to Revelation chapter 1, and we'll start reading in verses 1 through 3. This is Revelation chapter 1 and verses 1 through 3. Here it says, a revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to declare to his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he signified it by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Now notice this next part. Blessed is the one who reads and hears the words of this prophecy, and there's one more point, not just reading it and hearing it, there's one more point, and blessed is the one that keeps the things written in the book of Revelation. So God is saying to us that he gave this book to his son, Jesus Christ, and then Jesus Christ gave this same message to John, and God says, blessed. That means this person is going to be blessed, fortunate, greatly increased in understanding, greatly increased in favor with God. Blessed is the one who reads it and hears it. You're hearing the words of the book of Revelation right here, right now, on the ABCs of the Bible radio program. So blessed is the one who reads. I hope you're going to read this book of Revelation. If you haven't done so already, read it again in preparation for the rest of our programs in this series. So blessed is the one who reads and hears the words of this prophecy. And blessed are the ones keeping the things written in it. We are expected to follow what God gives us in terms of instructions in the book of Revelation. So obviously God is revealing things to us that we can understand. So yes, there are mysterious symbols, but God gives us an understanding of these symbols so that we can be properly evaluated, because God wants us to be the best servants that we can be. So now let's read verse 4 of Revelation chapter 1. Verse 4 says, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. The seven churches that's going to be named were those of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Those are the seven churches. But they were not the only named churches in that district, for there are at least three other churches in the Bible named that were in this district. One was Colossae, the book to the Colossians, and you can see that in Colossians, the first chapter in verse 2. Also, another church was at Hierapolis, and that's in Colossians, the 4th chapter, and verse 13. And then a third church in Asia is the church at Troas, and you can find that in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 6 through 7. So God says to the seven churches which are in Asia, but there were more than seven churches. So why did God just pick these seven churches? This is the first mystery that we encounter. But the answer to this mystery is that these seven churches are representative of the complete characteristics of Christians in the corporation of Christ. In the Bible, the number seven is always used by God to represent completion. For example, God created the heavens and earth in 6 days, then rested on the seventh day. Mankind has had the seven-day weekly cycle ever since. God also reveals his seven-step plan of salvation for all mankind in the seven annual festivals of, number one, Passover, number two, Days of Unleavened Bread, number three, Pentecost, number four, Feast of Trumpets, number five, Day of Atonement, number six, Feast of Tabernacles, and number seven, the Last Great Day. So, the number seven represents completion. Therefore, these seven churches must represent the complete characteristics of Christians in the corporation of Christ. That means that somewhere in the evaluation of these seven churches, or maybe for all seven churches together, you will find an evaluation of yourself in terms of how you are doing in performing the three P's of your profession. Now, who is going to evaluate us? Of course, it's going to be Jesus the Christ, because the church is the body of Christ, the corporation of Christ. So Jesus Christ is going to evaluate us. Now, God the Father is the CEO or president of the corporation, if you will, but God the Son, Jesus the Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach, he is the COO, the chief operating officer, or the VP of the corporation. And God the Father has delegated to his Son, Jesus the Christ, the responsibility to evaluate the church. So what are the qualifications of Jesus Christ? Well, we're going to find that out in our next program. I hope that before our next program, you'll have a chance to log on to our website and read this free article, which is entitled The Three P's of Our Profession. You can catch up on all of our previous programs. You can even read ahead. That's fine. And of course, there's other free literature there, which I hope you'll take advantage of. We've also enhanced our website in that we've added to it some of the projects that we are involved in, some of the outreach programs, because we've been talking about providing for people in need. So we decided that on our website we would highlight some of the projects that we're involved with so that hopefully you'll also be encouraged to get involved in supporting these projects. So please log on to our website. You can click on the link for free literature, or you can click on the link for outreach programs and see either of those two things. That's about preaching the gospel and providing for people. Or you can click on the third link for the three P's of our profession, which is preparing disciples. So please visit our website. You can listen for our website at the end of the program. I thank you again for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.